Hi, I'm Josh. I'm sat with Hans Eriksson, who is the... Are you the founder of...
No, Bombay, I'm not. I'm actually executive chairman.
Executive chairman. Yeah, that's even better.
That's even better.
He's just been telling me that he... Bambooza is a live video streaming service launched in 2008. And it was the first service before Twitter and Facebook to be closed down by the Egyptian government in the recent uprising there. Hans, could you tell me a little bit about these past few weeks have just been remarkable, haven't they? What have they been like from the Bambooza offices?
Yeah, it's been kind of a life-changing moment when the protest started. But we saw quite a lot of activity in Egypt even before that, as the opposition engaged quite a lot of people in connection to the elections there. And during the election day, 10,000 videos came out of Egypt, which was impressive. And the reason for that was that they wanted to document what actually went on during the elections, as no external observers were allowed into the country.
Mm. But one of the founders' visions, Bambooza, as you were saying, was democratization.
Yeah, well, one of the visions was that Bambooza should be used as a democracy tool. And that's exactly what happened here in North Africa and the Middle East.
Mm. But you were saying that when the mobile operator, well, when Egypt decided to basically press the internet off button, Bambooza 500 to 1,000 videos would have been uploaded probably.
Yeah.
But you're working on ways to get
around we're looking at workarounds for that, for potentially new events coming up in the future. And we want everyone to be able to use Bambooza at any time. So it's important for us to have a look at that.
Yeah. Okay. And were you surprised by the uptake during the elections in Egypt at the end of last year? It sort of came from nowhere.
It came from nowhere. We had no idea. We were very, very puzzled when we saw the massive number of sign-ups that came in from Egypt, and didn't really understand until the election day where we really, really got it and understood why it was happening. And that's a massive emotional to everyone in the company.
But you hadn't done any marketing there, you were just, it was word of mouth.
Yeah, totally. We had no idea, we had no communication up to then with anyone in Egypt, really. We had a pretty close conversation with some of the human rights activists in Egypt when the protest started, in order to help them out as much as we could in getting distribution of that content that came out from Egypt.
Mm. And you're talking to media companies and others about how Bambooza goes forward from here?
Yeah, of course we get some attention when things like this happen. Yeah. So quite a few media companies have contacted us in order to talk to us how they possibly can use Bambooza going forward.
Okay, thanks very much for joining us this morning.